This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% gross domestic product GDP growth in the current financial year. The finance ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in the first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released yesterday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. However, the August print of the economic review cautioned about the dynamics of global trade and uncertainty in global economic prospects. India and Uzbekistan today signed a bilateral investment treaty, BIT, in Tashkent. The treaty was signed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Deputy Prime Minister of Uzbekistan, Kodyayev Jamshid Abduhakimovich. The treaty assures appropriate protection to Uzbekistan investors in India and Indian investors in Uzbekistan in light of the relevant international precedents and practices. The finance ministry said that the signing of the bilateral investment treaty reflects both nations' shared commitment towards enhancing economic cooperation and creating a more robust and resilient investment environment. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state is also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed three public meetings in Ambala district, Kurukshetra and Rewari in Haryana. Mr. Shah appealed for vote for BJP candidates from Halka Mulana, Ambala city and Narayangarh assembly constituency. Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the rally. On the other hand, Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupendra Hooda will hold a public meeting in Thanesar in Kurukshetra district this evening. Another party leader, Kumari Shelja, addressed public meeting in Rohtak today. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing aggressively for their candidates. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held for 40 assembly constituencies on Tuesday. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches in multiple locations in Rajouri and Riasi districts of Jammu Division as part of its investigation into the terror attack on a bus in June this year. The bus was carrying pilgrims returning from the Shiv Khori temple in Riasi district when it was attacked by terrorists. In Kerala, one more person, a 38-year-old man, has been confirmed to be infected with the mpox virus. Sources said he returned to Kochi from abroad and has been admitted to a private hospital for treatment. State Health Minister Veena George has convened a high-level meeting in Thiruvananthapuram to take stock of the situation. The health department has prepared the contact list of the infected person and has strengthened preventive measures. On the occasion of World Tourism Day today, the Minister of Tourism has launched a national responsible tourism initiative titled Pariyatan Mitra and Pariyatan Didi. The primary aim of this initiative is to elevate the overall experience for tourists in destinations by having them meet tourist-friendly people who are proud ambassadors and storytellers for the destination. The ministry said under this initiative, special emphasis has been placed on the training of women and youth to enable them to develop new tourism products and experiences like heritage walks, food tours, craft tours, nature tracks, homestay experiences, and other innovative tourism products based on the potential of the destination. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare asked the states and union territories to undertake appropriate activities to make communities aware regarding the monkeypox disease. In an advisory, the ministry requested the states to develop a surveillance strategy. In cricket, the play of the first day of the second test match between India and Bangladesh was interrupted by rain today. Put into bat first, the visitors were 107 for 3 in the first innings when the play was called off due to incessant rain. And that is the end of this news bulletin.